This goes to Dr. Russell Anderson, fax 989-875-5168. And Schnepp's Nursing Home, fax 989-681-3781. Regarding Arland, A-R-L-A-N-D, Lombard, L-O-M like Mary, B like boy, A-R, D like David, date of birth 6/24/1943. Dear Dr. Anderson and sirs at Schnepp's Nursing Home, this is a consultation for Mr. Lombard, who was sent for evaluation of long-standing stage 4 chronic kidney disease with recent hospitalization in May of 2024 with urosepsis. May 20th, his creatinine was 3.29 with estimated GFR of 18. And it did improve before discharge. The most recent reading was 5/28 of 24. It's 2.96 with estimated GFR of 21. And looking back for several years, the patient has had elevated creatinine levels in the stage 4 range. He actually was referred to this practice in December of 2019, but chose not to come for an appointment. And then he was re-referred November 5th of 2020, and again, he chose not to come for follow-up. Today, he is residing in Schnepp's Nursing Home, and his son brought him for this evaluation. And the patient does have a brother with end-stage renal failure who is on dialysis currently, so he does understand a bit about renal failure. Today he's feeling much better. He was very confused in the hospital with the sepsis and then became very weak. He has gotten stronger in the nursing home, and he will be returning to his home in Riverdale after he completes his rehab course. Currently he denies headaches or dizziness. The son reports that he's lost about 30 pounds within the last 2 weeks. 20 pounds, actually, within the last 2 weeks. He's not eating well, and he does not like the food at all at the nursing home. And so he's quite pleased about the weight loss, actually. He denies chest pain or palpitations. He does have chronic shortness of breath on exertion, none at rest. He does ambulate with a walker with wheels and a seat. And he's able to do that in the nursing home, and he is attending physical therapy. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. He believes that he urinates adequate amounts. He does have nocturia 3 times per night usually, occasional incontinence, but rarely. He does have edema of the lower extremities that has improved within the last 2 weeks also. He has chronic pain in his neck and back, and he's waiting to get into a pain clinic for further evaluation and treatment. Past medical history is significant for type 2 diabetes, fairly well controlled currently, anemia, prostate carcinoma, lumbar and cervical spinal stenosis, obesity, peripheral artery disease, and coronary artery disease. He's had a history of a myocardial infarction, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, ischemic cardiomyopathy, possibly some right-sided heart failure, the recent hospitalization with sepsis in May of 2024, past history of hypercalcemia, recurrent falls, degenerative arthritis, and recurrent UTIs, which cause mental status changes. Past surgical history, he's had bilateral cataract removal, a cystoscopy. He's had lithotripsy on the left side with stent placement more than 5 years ago, and no recurrence of kidney stone since that time. Hernia repair, permanent pacemaker placement, and prostate radiation implants for the prostate carcinoma. Social history, the patient has never smoked cigarettes. He does not use electronic cigarettes either. No current alcohol use. He lives alone and he is a widower. Family history is significant for stroke, diabetes, COPD, lupus, obesity, and his brother has end-stage renal failure, requiring home peritoneal dialysis. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, Tylenol, 850 milligram every 8 hours as needed for pain. Norvasc, 2.5 milligram daily. Eliquis, 2.5 milligram twice a day. Vitamin B12, 1,000 microgram once monthly, intramuscularly. FOSFOMYCIN, tromethamine, 3 grams every 7 days for UTI prophylaxis. Glimepiride, 1 milligram daily. Melatonin, 3 milligram at bedtime as needed for sleep. Miralax, 17 grams daily as needed for constipation. Probiotic, 1 twice a day. Saline nasal spray, 2 sprays to each nostril every 6 hours as needed. And simvastatin, 40 milligram daily at bedtime. Physical examination, height is 64 inches, weight 194 pounds. Pulse is 86, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 58. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is clear with elevated tongue, uvula midline, neck is supple, there's no carotid bruise, no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. No rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds. No murmur or rub. Abdomen is obese, non-tender. No ascites. No enlarged liver or spleen. No pulsatile areas. Extremities. Right lower extremity has 1+ edema just above the ankle down to his feet, his toes. Left lower extremity, trace of edema just above the left ankle. And capillary refill 2 to 3 seconds bilaterally. Pulses 2+ bilaterally. Labs and diagnostic studies. We have a CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis without contrast done 5/20 of 24, which showed liver, spleen, pancreas, adrenal glands, and kidneys without any acute findings. And we also have a transthoracic echocardiogram done 7/15 of 2022. He has moderately dilated atria, ejection fraction of 43%, mild to moderately depressed left ventricular function, and a mildly enlarged right ventricle with some depressed right ventricular systolic function. And he has mild to moderate tricuspid regurgitation with some stenosis and mildly elevated pulmonary artery systolic function with grade 2 diastolic dysfunction. In labs, the most recent lab was done 5/28/2024, creatinine 2.96 with estimated GFR of 21. Albumin is 3.5, calcium elevated at 10.3. Sodium 140, potassium 4.8, carbon dioxide 28, hemoglobin A1C is 6.6, TSH normal 2.48, hemoglobin is 9.1 with normal white count, normal platelets, and going back further to review previous labs, we have 4/25 of 24 microalbumin to creatinine ratio elevated at 158.8. 2/25 of 22, estimated GFR was 19 at that time. 9/15 of 2020, creatinine 2.2, GFR 29, and 8/10 of 2020, creatinine 2.3 with a GFR of 28. So renal function is relatively stable for at least the last 4 years, with the recent acute renal failure exacerbation secondary to the sepsis. Assessment and plan: 1, stage 4 chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to ischemic cardiomyopathy and the recent hospitalization with urosepsis. We are going to schedule him for kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan to rule out any obstruction as the cause of the recent worsening of renal function. Then we're going to repeat all his labs now and then monthly thereafter. He probably will be discharged home from Schnepp's within the next few weeks. And we will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 6 to 8 weeks. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.